fire, what you're saying.
It's of joy again, fire, baller than the dreaded dread.
Seriously, we're back here again. Giving thanks for the ability to give thanks. Give thanks for everybody been supporting the thing from those times to now. If you get free time, make sure you check out a new tune from the one R. Tarchi there, a thing called Black Liberation Cry. Also, make sure you support us at www.conscioust.com, right? Today, this is a sweet reason, and still, especially for me as a person that loved the music and the fact we're able to share the music with the people. Today, we are sharing with you 10 classic reggae albums that everyone should know. All right. And we tried our best to stay away from those that are usually in the top 100, top 10 categories, top 50 categories.
Yeah.
But these albums, they're not no normal albums. Fire, I'm gonna let you kickstart the thing.
Yeah, well, hey, this interesting, you know, because this kind of controversial, but not good way still. Because most people hear about classic album and then they start thinking about albums with automatically they get extremely popular, not realizing say, through the music vast, you have some albums with us great, but enough people don't even know about them. Like for me, like Time Unlimited, Devil's Angel. I know one of the things them really make Time Unlimited. Time Unlimited was a group from in the 80s. After Junior Delgado leave Time Unlimited as the lead singer, then my father Donovan Joseph replaced him as the lead singer. And then, but the thing with the album, you know, is that it's strange. If you check the musician them who play upon the album, it's not a normal musician. So I feel like Jamaica need for know this, because the man that will combine together for make the album, yeah, it crazy. It's like a tough gang they distribute it to, and I think them record it at Aquarius Studio. You have Pam Bass, you have Chris Meredith Pam Bass. Chris Meredith are the bass player for most people who know who play with Stephen Marley.
Stephen Marley, yeah.
And then you have Squid Lecole upon the drums. You see me I say? And then you have man like Al Frazzle Prendergast who did upon the guitar too. And you have Tony Ash upon the keyboard. You have percussion, you have R.E.T. Yeah, I tell you, and Dean Fraser upon hands. I tell him, say, a lot of people need for no Time Unlimited, Devil's Angel. You have song like Lift Up Right, Devil's Angel, Pave the Way, No Far Eye. I tell you, African Woman, like a whole heap of different tracks same way. This album is an album I feel like anybody listen to it and is a true lover of roots, you have to love it. Time Unlimited, Devil's Angel. I tell you, this is not a normal album. And it's so funny that Tuff Gang distributes so much different tune, but enough people never really know about this. I think within a Jamaica, certain way, I feel like in a Europe, certain places you go, a lot of people have copies of it. But the reason why them have copies of it, because that was where they did really market it to at the time. And then they do a limited amount of press. Because I think probably around 1,000 records of that alone did press, you know? Yeah, so probably some people never even get it. So they choose a limited amount of it. Yeah, Time Unlimited, Devil's Angel album is a nice album.
All right, the one I'm gonna start with is not a reggae album, still it's a rocksteady album from the great Delroy Wilson. Fire thing called Good All Over. He recorded there for Cox and Dodd Studio One. And all right, so Fire, you know, I chill around a lot of old heads, or I used to chill around a lot of old heads and elders, as you would say. And the thing with this album here, Fire, is that first of all, there are about four tunes on there whose rhythms have been used from the 60s straight till today, right? He had a tune on there, Rain From The Sky, obviously. He had the tune there, a Movie Star. I don't know if he called it Movie Star. What do you call it back then? I Don't Know Why, Errol Dunkley. Then Wayne, he won that, had a big hit with that. I'm Not A King. Coca T had that with Rip and Run with Cuddy Ranks and all those tunes there. And the Bridgen is just one of the most influential singers in Jamaican history, because you see how like D Brown influenced everybody from his time moving forward. Delroy Wilson would be that type of energy. So if you hear D Brown talk, if you hear Barris talking all them, even some of the ones that really know the music, they're definitely gonna mention the great Delroy Wilson. He was the first, like, what do you want to say? Not teenage star. What do you call them? Child stars or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That type of energy? Yeah, yeah. I think he signed with Cox and Dot when he was 13 years old. But to me, Rocksteady is the sweetest era of reggae music, right? And this here is just the essence of Rocksteady, yo. So if you're not familiar with it, I highly recommend that you check out Delroy Wilson, Good All Over.
But you know the funniest thing about Good All Over, though, most people probably hear the songs from Good All Over from the other artists and things. So when they hear Delroy Wilson's song, they don't know the original.
Because reality made, you know.
So much man do over about Delroy Wilson. Just the one album there, I feel like some of the most covers in the thing do are for the Good All Over too. So no one can deny that. I tell you. So, all right. My next album, no one would have mentioned now for the list. Now, Lax Lickia still, Morning Glory. I feel like Lax Lickia still is a singer where most people, when I talk to them, them don't even know Lax Lickia still. They might know you, Mundell, through the closeness of the sound and through the man them used to link. But most people don't really know Lax Lickia still, one of the toughest singers from the 80s. Like Silky Vice and plus Lax Lickia still, the young, I think around 20 them time they. And the man I really make some nice tune, like Mr. Government Man, and you have the same Morning Glory, you have Cold Winter Nights. Yo, I feel like the album is just a classic album. If you really want a groovy young song, you can listen to this. Speak, especially the song called Speak Softly. Speak softly, woman, so no one hears you but the cloud. It just bring you in a like a groovy state. I feel like enough people just need to know about Lax Lickia still, because you have certain singers in a Jamaica history. If we really study them, especially the young youth, them know how to get some groovy pattern from a young age, and them not have to wait till them like 100% mature if they have the sound there. So this is not an album where it even cross over to become a major hit. I feel like it does have a small buzz, but then it's a classic album where no song pan it na half key, none are na half bass, none. Morning Glory, Lax Lickia still.
All right, next one I'm gonna go. It's funny though. Next one I'm gonna go with here. This Norma Not No Norma album. Brethren, I your man Levi, right? You have an album called Hail Him. Hail I Him, right? But the thing is, most people know him from We Are a Warrior. The album kicked too, tell you the truth. So if you are listening, make sure you check out We Are a Warrior. But they have an album release, I believe it's, I wrote it down, 1978. Hail I Am. And he's also, I just want to throw that in there, he's also one of the students of Joe Higgs. So respect to the great Joe Higgs for all the work that he did and all the people that he groomed to really understand that melody. But the reason this album here, first of all, it's only four songs on the album, right? I didn't look into what musicians worked on it, but some top musicians could have sounded different. Excuse me. Four songs on the album, but with this album right now, obviously it's not a commercial album, but you can feel that, what's the word I would look for? That purity in the tunes. Cause it come like, the man just really just giving praises, tell you the truth, and giving thanks for the strength to go through the journey, you know? So anyone there with the low vibes in life, I highly recommend that you listen to it. But also from a musical standpoint, definitely want to check it out. I Jamal Levi. Hail I Him.
Yeah. I Jamal Levi is a yanta when enough people overlook to see me. But you have really not music still if you know them, man. So, and then, all right. So you have a next album now where I really, 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 really love, where I'm Dennis Brown, Visions of Dennis Brown, with song like Concrete Castle King, Malcolm X, and you know, Deliverance Will Come, Oh Mother, Repatriation. We feel like, all right.
Oh Mother Dennis kick, by the way, and Concrete Castle kick. Malcolm X kick, whole album kick.
The whole album. Thing, yeah. I think it recorded a Joe Gibbs produced album that too, you know, 1978. Yeah, it's a 78 album. Them time D Brown come up the ranks, same way. Cause if you check D Brown in the late 70s, you know. One of the best D Brown you find too, you know, the revolutionary D Brown in a sound too.
Very sweet.
Yeah. So I feel like the Visions, like a person might say, wait, but Dennis Brown album, then it's in our top 10. But no, Visions of Dennis Brown is not one of the album them win at the top 10, because many people look to the more popular songs them from Dennis Brown, and the more probably some of them probably even some more groovy songs, some lovers rock song too, and not even lovers rock. Some, you know, some smooth tune from D Brown. But you see them song, yeah? Them song give a revolutionary persona Dennis Brown. Like when you hear Dennis Brown sing them song, you know, it's a different thing. I think probably one of the most commercial song on it would be like Milk and Honey. Milk and Honey would be the most commercial song. Oh, sure, if me I think about it. And then I have all the one where say Jackie and Do It. Chant Down the Walls of Babylon. Me I tell you, it's not a normal thing for you. Dennis Brown Visions. Anybody listen to that and want a meditation, I feel like it's a good album that for listen.
All right, next one. It's a good one still. Next one right here is Earth and Stone Kuru's Channel One Fire. Because, all right, Rocksteady is the greatest time period in Jamaican music, in my opinion, right? But in regards to sound and studio, we got to go with Channel One, yeah. The Tuff Gong different because it's just Bob Marley thing, so from a studio base, but Channel One Fire, a different type of sound. This album here should be in the top 10 albums. I don't know why people disregarding it. I don't know if they don't know about it. I don't know what's going on, Fire, but this one here is 10 out of 10 songs. There is no song you have to pass, you know. I had to write down the songs to remember, but yeah, False Ruler, Free Black Man, Jailhouse Set Me Free, right? That's the way I feel about you. Yeah, I want next one. As I said, anyone listening right now, and I believe it's on iTunes too, so it's downloadable. Cause that's the next thing with some of these albums. Some of them have not been available digitally. But the cool thing about YouTube is it's there on YouTube if you want to hold the vibes and listen to it. The album is from a group called Earth and Stone, and the name of the album is called Cool Roots, and it captures the essence of the Channel One sound. So turn up the speakers and listen to that one and hold a steady medi.
Rulers of the earth, them a figure to be. You know what the reason why most people might overlook Earth and Stone. I feel like plus the time with them coming out to one and with them telling Channel One of the mighty diamonds and
too much artists at the time, yeah. Too much artists, because John Holt there. Then it's just I think they just got lost in the name game, not in the quality of music or the sound, but it just got lost in the name game. And then two, it don't really have that commercial hit from the album. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, a dance Fox. Doing that type of vibe. But in regards to reggae music, any person that enjoys roots rock reggae music,
then I love it.
You'll love it. Can't go wrong with that, you know? And the cool thing now is the one that's been reissued, they have a dub for every song. So it's about 20 tracks they have on there. So, and the dub, it's not no just dub like instrumental, it's dub. They like dub it out and mix it properly, you know?
Yeah, them roots. So yeah, that. Well, so our next song from my list now is Culture, One Stone. Like, I feel like most people think about Culture and them just start thinking about the 70s, the 80s. But then I realize, all right, here I me love One Stone now. Culture show you. Yeah, Joseph Hill and the whole Culture show you, say. The man them still have it in the 90s. Still have it in the 90s. Cause who would have known, so 1996, the man them would have come and still have gave them album. They would have the whole true sound. True One Stone and their blood go run and the whole of them tune. It still keep the revolutionary vibes. And it still give a spiritual vibe with all tune, like a tribal war down in Addis Ababa, down in Babylon, Mr. Sluggard. Like the man that give you a whole heap of teachings, and it still give you the original Culture vibes, yet still in the 90s. Rasta man a come and all of them tune there. So I feel like that's one of the reasons why I feel like people need to know about that. For sure, it the album I really show you say a band or a chant I can really still keep the whole foundation, because most youth now them do start off with foundation and them just lose the foundation that they make, like, because them things that them can't keep an audience, them have to entertain them to the best without being themselves. But Culture really show you in the 90s fire. Remember Culture, this one of the original group them in a reggae, you know? And the man them come back in the 90s and still like give you some songs with joyful same way. So that's one of the reasons why I made it have to put that in this same way, you know. One Stone, Culture.
All right, next one now is a region here. Some people probably gonna be shocked by this, but Taurus Riley Parables, tell you the truth. Yeah. I feel it's one of the greatest albums ever made. I'll tell you why. Taurus Riley is like in the middle of the firebrand artists. So you come after SZA, Luciano, Anthony B, Ja Mace, and all them Norseman and Ron Shiloh, everybody, that crew, Turbulence. But then he come before Chronix and this crew here. And that album there, they have 15 tracks on that album, Fire. And every tune you can listen to. And still to this day, I believe he's probably performing about 7 to 8 tracks from that album. I remember She's Royals on there, cover he did for John Legend, Stay With You. He have a beautiful song called Pick Up the Pieces. He had one tune called, what's it called? Something Strong and Embarrassing. Do, 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 do. I think it's Something Strong. And then you have the next, you have Lion Paw. You have Africa Awaits. You have the anthem near Beware. You have Willie Lynch. The man have a next one called something about some internet thing with Joseph Hill. Faye have a beautiful song with Dwayne Stevenson. You have a next tune here about the baby. Can't Sleep.
So that be it song that they are called.
Faye, when I listen, feel like I tapped in. I said, Faye, the album is 15 out of 15. Yes, people. You know, Burn a Fire on Taurus Riley for whatever you're doing now. I can't say nothing about that. But in regards to this work that this man put together, Fire. Forget reggae. It come like one of the greatest albums of all time, you know, because any person across genre will hold a steady midi to this one. And salute to him for that. We give thanks for him for that, because this one here, Lion Paw Fire, Beware, She's Roy, all on the same album. It come like some greatest hits compilation album or something, if you really meds it, you know. So definitely, if you're unaware, some of you know Taurus Riley for his more recent music. Scratch that, go back and get into Parables and full joy that one.
Yeah, Parables. That was that early 2000s. Got the album, the leak for you, you know. But so
hold on. It's two more tunes. One to Order, a big tune. And Haunt You. 15 out of 15. Every tune on that album get you. And that's rare for out with a whole album on a level.
But it just sounds strange to me, look for you. Cause the tune them way I call it sound like it tune to me though. All of them are it tune to me. See, like I feel like all of them are just two me is a roots. Me is a roots, man.
It sound
like
a hit tunes. Check it. Right now, anywhere you playing, you could play Beware.
What matter what popularity it though.
No, because like Haunt You, even though it's a big tune, people don't really know it like that, because I think the tunes, all right, the tunes that he have in his set, that's what people know. Because you remember for years, he always did Lion Paw. I don't know if he still do it, but he did Lion Paw. He definitely do She's Royal. I don't know if he does Stay With You no more. He definitely does Beware. But the rest of them, I don't think in the set anymore.
Yeah, because they have a whole heap of tunes still.
Yeah, have tunes, yeah. Taurus Riley had a catalog still, but this one here, and also he has an album Challenges he did prior with all Barber Chair and Larger Than Life. Beautiful album too. You definitely want to check it out, produced by Dean Frazier.
Yes, sir. And since they're going to the 2000, I have to touch the 2000 took out. Yeah, we have to put
I know where this man gonna go with this Norris man persistence. Any right. Conversation we have about music, anything, this man is gonna bring up Norris man persistence. Yo.
Yeah, man, fire. Man, I tell you, is that me just feel like Norris man is a chanter where people just overlook fire. Me don't know. Me don't know why, or me don't know if I appeal or what fire, but people just overlook Norris man, and the man have some hits and the one album. Keep on, I come over and over. Undiluted love, bad road persistence, bright days, woman of patience, let the lead the way. Like,
fire, I tell you, fire. I don't want to cut you, but bad road, a different type of tune. Yeah. How you ride the rhythm and do reward on that album, too?
Yeah, the greatest reward. Yeah. Fire. Ever Living Soul upon it too, if I'm not mistaken. Fire them tune, there are some different type of tune. And you see, when Norris Man and Dusty come out with the real chanting fire, them time that the firebrand artist, them out them time they, you know.
Heavy,
you know. Heavy. Yeah, and one of them tune that it tune to me still, but I just feel like enough people no meditate them album. You have to be a man really deep into roots and know the album, because everybody may ask. Them they really know after album, they might know of Persistence. True Persistence was really the hit song off of the album. But them don't know about some of the rest of the tune them fire. And them feel like them tune, yeah, artists, some tune with them need for know, you know?
And anyone listening, they probably remember those times with mixed CDs that had like 90 songs on them. That's the time, them type of root CDs, you know? Norris mm-hmm. Man, Sizzla, Capleton, the whole crew, Anthony B, Turbulence, Jamison, Luciano in the mix. All the artists from those times, yo. So
yeah, I think that album come out 2000, if I'm not mistaken.
Can't remember that. I remember the cover still, you know, because man had to save up to get an album. That CD was like $15, $20 those times. So man had to save up to get the album. I remember, you know, I was trying to get the thing together to get the CD, you know. So. All right, the last one for me I'm going to share right now is Midnight Beauty for Ashes, right? Released 2014. I want to say salute to the whole I Agree family for working on this masterpiece, because since this album has been released, there is not a week that has gone by that I have not listened to this album. And I'm telling you the truth. And I want to say that, let's be truthful. A lot of people struggle with listening to Midnight due to the production sometimes and the lyrics. You know, it kind of, it's not really that dancey vibe. But this one here, in regards to production, the musical aspect, and the wording, Fight has really put this man in a different category, to tell you the truth. And, you know, he touches on different topics. Got mysticism in there, spirituality, social commentary, that whole vibration. They have some good features too. They have Loop and Fire on a tune there, Pressure. I think a version called Ross Batch or something. But that album there has, I'm not sure how much songs are on the album, but all of them.
The album, they have 12. They have 12 tunes, man.
Yeah. All right, all of them, 12 out of 12, Fire. And anyone listening right now, if you get time today, listen to a tune called, I'm going to tell you the tunes to listen to. This is the tune called Reminder, Fire, right? Betterment Mouth. Most people have no same boat week because they have a video. Listen to a tune called A Healing. Beauty for Ashes on a tune called A Steady Medi. Believe you me.
Steady Medi. Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Hold A Steady Medi to that tune. That tune there is another album, which is one of the greatest. This go beyond this topic we dealing with classic albums. You need to know, this is one of the greatest reggae albums of all time. But true, you know, true. He not Midnight wasn't a mainstream thing, you know, for whatever reason. People never gave it the acknowledgement that it needed. But this one is a musical masterpiece. And if anyone, if you love music, period, you should definitely take it in. You know.
I thought about CMI one, that's the one with the pressure. So the tune there is a meditation tune with a different vibe. Because you know, pressure is a man with one of the balanced artists them in our music. You know, him can DJ and him can sing. And him never half key, him have the lion voice and then him have the silky tone again for us match it. So you see the CMI one that come with Midnight List, the tune, the lick.
That's the, so hold on, we did 10?
Yeah, run out fast, though.
Just like that, then. All right, then. So we give thanks for everyone listening. I'm going to put the 10 albums in the description. And we highly recommend that you listen to them and take them in, because it's very important to be a student of the music, especially people who DJ, who are selector or whatever. If you have a radio thing, it's very, very important that you learn the music from those times. So now, I know that some people get, especially when they start, they get caught up in certain time periods of the music and they're not aware of sounds from different decades. And also, we need to get off this top 10, right? Get off the top 10. Get off the music that's kind of, you know, in that little, that the system has provided to you. There are a lot of great albums out there. There are great albums out there being made now. Give the artist a chance. Listen to the music. Give thanks for everyone listening from those times till now. And we just give thanks for the support same way, you know?